PD Pods present the CoronaCast. Hey everyone, welcome to the final episode of the CoronaCast. When the coronavirus first hit, I initially pounced on the idea of pivoting my podcast to address the issues that would be experienced by the orthopedic communities and the healthcare community at large. And I'd firstly like to take the opportunity to thank all the listeners for tuning in to the 15 episodes we've done as part of this series. We've actually had a significant increase in listenership with over 3,500 downloads. And I hope that each episode that we recorded was found to be useful by yourselves, be it if you're a medical student, an orthopedic trainee, a consultant, or a healthcare professional involved at any level of the coronavirus pandemic. I want to thank all of the guests that we had on the CoronaCast from very early on, as they helped us navigate the pandemic and its effects on the healthcare community. We had Miss Rantimi Ayodele join us twice, specifically about how we could prepare for the pandemic when lockdown had not even been initiated, to how we could maintain and address any wellness issues. I've been very grateful to the BOTA president, Tricia Campbell, who was very proactive and agreeable to discussing the issues related to orthopedic training and disseminating this podcast through their emails and website. I had two very good friends from the USA who joined me for episodes specifically with regards to how it was affecting America, which obviously took a huge part of the news, but also how it affected children. And Mr. Anish Samrajka from the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital with regards to how we were going to navigate it, specifically from a pediatric orthopedic point of view. We welcome back a guest, Dr. Melita Irving, to talk about genetics in COVID, and Miss Emily Baird from Edinburgh to talk about her paper on the likely increase of non-accidental injury during lockdown, which has since been published in the Journal of Trauma Orthopedics by the BOA. And I was joined by two young medical students, Shiv Kole and Daniel Baker, to talk about how this forgotten tribe of future doctors could potentially address their lack of training issues. Dr. Daniel Wilkes, a psychologist, joined us to talk about managing stress, nurturing resilience, and preventing burnout in healthcare workers. And this was reinforced by Miss Rantimi Ayodele in a further podcast with her. And finally, to these last three episodes, I'm very grateful to Mr. Fergal Monsell, who's been pivotal in helping the BOA, Royal College of Surgeons, and BISCOS plan how to address the COVID pandemic. And Miss Lisa Hadfield-Law, about how training is going to change in the future and how people can optimize their experience. This time has been quite awkward for myself, as I'm sure it has been for quite a lot of you. It's been full of ups and downs, good days and bad days, and really put ourselves under a significant amount of stress, as well as offering very unique opportunities to embrace innovation and what potentially will become part of our normal practice in the future. I hope people have used this time to reflect inwardly, to understand their emotions, what their goals and aspirations are going forward. And I hope people have found this time to be useful in the end of it, and they will look back at this as a very positive experience, either having spent more time with their family and children in the home environment, or developing new hobbies, or embracing exercise, or spending the time productively to finish off things that usually get left at the back of the pile. Myself personally, I found that routine has been paramount in navigating this uncertain time. We've gone through school, university, medical training, and nothing really prepares you for being, well, I guess, off work, having time off at home with the inability to socialize with friends and family. I spent a great amount of time reading over the past 3 months or so. Some fantastic books: Rebel Ideas by Matthew Saeed, Healing Children by Kurt Newman, who's the CEO of Children's National Hospital in DC, What Patients Say, What Doctors Feel by Dr. Danielle Offrey. These have all been fantastic. Some podcast recommendations. Of course, Cash Akhtar's and Author Hub See One, Do One, which has been absolutely fantastic in not only educating us about orthopedics, but how to gain a mentor and the benefit of fellowships. His episode with Prim Achan was absolutely phenomenal. I recommend everyone listens to this. With regards to keeping a positive mood, Fake Doctors, Real Friends, which is a Scrubs rewatch show with Donald Faison and Zach Braff, I found to be particularly helpful in lightening the mood at the end of a long day. And for those who want to look inwards more and understand how to stay positive at this time, I would certainly recommend The Happiness Lab by Dr. Laurie Santos and the Jay Shetty podcast. I personally had taken it upon myself very early on that I was not going to be busy over this time, but be productive, and I planned how I was going to utilize my time during 2 weeks of self-isolation, and then also when I returned back to work. Obviously, we ceased elective activity and I was redeployed to the pediatric A&E minors department, and I utilized that opportunity to see what kind of injuries we were still getting. I'm sure a lot of you have heard the interview I did on BBC Radio 4 more or less, or seen some tweets on Twitter or messages on LinkedIn and Facebook. We started to collect the data prospectively of children presenting to the accident emergency department, and specifically noting down the mechanism by which they had injured themselves. We very quickly identified that trampoline injuries were significantly higher than expected, and we therefore retrospectively looked back at last year and found they were between 400 to 500% higher. We kept this board, which is quite a visual reminder to patients as they come into the room as to the safety issues with regards to trampolines, and we've used this as a chance to reinforce positive behaviors, ensuring parental supervision, no more than one child on at the same time, that safety nets are appropriately used, and explain the risk to younger children that are put on trampoline. I'm very grateful to the community who responded to this very well, and actually these boards are now being popped up in hospitals around the world. I've seen some in Australia, New York, and even Canada. And this lends itself to how we can use this time to actually drive a force for positive change. We're hoping to continue this assessment and ongoing audit and hopefully publish it to identify why we see so many children with injuries and how these can safely be avoided. And I've been very grateful from the support from the Royal Society for Prevention of Accidents to lending its support on this. With regards to resuming elective service, which we're starting to do, I feel it's important to understand that this is certainly a marathon, not a sprint. We've heard there may be 10 million backlogged patients within the NHS by the end of this year. There's been publications out, John Hopkins, saying that it could take at least 9 to 18 months to get back to 90% of what we were doing previously. And the forecast is ever changing with regards to policy and management at individual hospital trusts. We need to understand that burnout anxiety is very possible, and the mental health of colleagues, staff, and patients all need to be taken into consideration moving forward. As I'm recording this podcast, it would be remiss of me not to mention the current movement following the untimely death of George Floyd in the USA. There was a fantastic quote by Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who is one of the NBA Hall of Famers. He stated, "Racism is like dust in the air. It seems invisible even if you are choking on it until you let the sun in. As long as we keep shining that light, we have a chance of cleaning it wherever it lands. And this really brought home the fact that this is something that is currently present around the world globally, but also within our society and within our community medically. There is a huge amount of an unconscious bias and what I would describe as tone deafness when it comes to addressing some of these issues. Diversity in orthopedics is something that is currently being looked at by the BOA, but opportunity is the ultimate equalizer. And looking at what I can do, the most valuable thing I have to offer is my time, experience, and relationships. And after speaking to a very good friend of mine, Dr. Jude, we've decided to announce OrthoBump, which is the Orthopedic Black and Underrepresented Minority Mentorship Program. This is something where we hope to essentially mentor some doctors or medical students who wish to have a career in orthopedics and set up a program such that they are supported throughout their training through a consultant cohort of volunteers. We're still working out the details on this, however, it will be a competitive application, so please do share with your junior colleagues. There will be more information on drjude.net, that's drjude.net, and pdpods.com, of course. It'll also be advertised on other social media platforms such as Instagram, where we can be both found at Dr. Jude and pdpods, and on Twitter at pdpods. I look forward to pivoting back to the PD Podcast, which, as I'm sure a lot of you know, is where I sit down with leaders, luminaries, and innovators in the field of pediatric orthopedics. Our next episode is going to be with Dr. Simon Kelly, who is a very well-known pediatric orthopedic surgeon from the Sick Kids Hospital in Toronto. He also happens to be their current fellowship director and associate chief of perioperative service. And I felt his episode was best to lead us back into the normal podcast, as he has been at the forefront of coordinating the COVID efforts at SickKids and ramping up the strategy as to how to return to normal practice. I hope you'll all continue to tune into this. It's on the first and third Sunday of each month, and we have numerous episodes lined up, including those outside of medicine, concentrating on the use of social media, addressing wellness, the future role of virtual reality, and specific research articles. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank you for supporting us during these episodes of the CoronaCast, and I look forward to seeing you next time.